from our Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
What up, folks? Good morning. Hope you had a fabulous, fabulous weekend. Tom, I got to say hey to the folks at the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, Pastor John Jenkins. A lot of our listeners at church yesterday. They said they would love to see you there one day, Tom. I told them that'll be a miracle.
I was going to go yesterday to that very church. I was going.
Really?
You really? Really? I was going to see, because I could have gave you a ride.
I know, man. I don't know what happened.
Text the brother next time. Okay. We'll make it happen. Okay. All right, so Pastor Jenkins, you might see Tom one day. Trust me, Jesus will come back first. All right. It was a great, great weekend for my alma mater, Texas A&M University. Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, becomes the first freshman to win the Heisman Trophy. But Tom, sitting there with a big cheesy grin on his face, was the brother head coach, Tom. The first black head coach to actually lead a play to the Heisman Trophy, Coach Kevin Sumlin. He joins us right now. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Right.
Doing fine, brother. You are still in New York, basking in the limelight. How does it feel to be on that national stage and to see the guy you coach as a freshman in your system pick up the Heisman Trophy?
Well, it's a big deal. It's a big honor, you know, just because there's so few of them. We've now got two of them at Texas A&M, and for a redshirt freshman to be able to accomplish what he accomplished this year and play the way he played. Come off that stage with a Heisman Trophy, particularly as a redshirt freshman, is huge for the university and huge for our program.
And now, first of all, the kid is obviously very special, the way he plays. But surely even you would say, okay, man, I need you to calm down because some of the stuff you're doing is a little crazy.
It's more than a little bit crazy, man. It's just, we talk about him taking off and going, oh, no, okay, all right. Touchdown. So he's one of those guys. He a lot of people talk about him just like he's a point guard on the basketball court. The guys just makes you right all the time, even when the play breaks down. So we're fortunate to have him. He's a great player, and I think obviously the voters recognized just how special a player he really is.
Roland, this is your head coach now. This is your
first black
head coach for Texas A&M?
Football. We've had black head coaches in basketball, women's and men's basketball, but in football, yes.
What took y'all so long?
What the hell you mean y'all? I been one of the brother head coach now. Coach Summer, you came from the University of Houston, but you used to be assistant coach at Texas A&M before you went to Oklahoma.
I was at A&M 10 years ago, and I was at Oklahoma for 5, but recently I was at University of Houston the last 4 years as the head coach.
Coach, I got to ask you, you know, we saw John Embry at Colorado. He complained about one of the issues that black coaches always get. It's very rare they get a shot, frankly, at a major program that's not in the doldrums. And so you also, have been, in that situation. And so your thoughts just on the state of black coaches and frankly, what these brothers are going through. We've seen some recent hires at some other universities, but clearly not at university at the level of Texas A&M, though.
That's correct. Been that way for a long time. I think you got a couple guys out there doing a great job. Charlie Strong is one. James Franklin of Vanderbilt did a great job. But you know, there all the opportunities that are out there for black coaches. There just doesn't seem to be that many guys. A lot of guys that are assistant coaches as I was coming up through the ranks, quite frankly, just went to the NFL, which has done a great job in the hiring process, but unfortunately, at the collegiate level, that's not the case.
So you're the pride of Bruton, Alabama, is that true?
Yeah, pride of Bruton. I don't know if I'm the pride of Bruton, but I was born there. many of us didn't make it out, but people of Bruton are great, and my grandmother's 96 years old. She's still alive and kicking in Bruton.
That's
so wonderful. She gonna make you some pound cake when you come home, huh?
Pound cake and yellow cake. How about
yellow
that?
Yellow cake. There you go.
Coach Kevin Sumlin, Texas A&M. Congratulations on Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel winning the Heisman, and to you
and
for being
team.
The first black coach to coach a Heisman Trophy winner.
All right, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.